Holy Ghost, our souls inspire, ignite them with celestial fire. Spirit of God, you have the heart, your gifts the sevenfold to impart. Your blessed outpouring from above is comfort, life, and fire of love. Illumine with perpetual light the dullness of our blinded sight. Anoint and cheer our much-soiled faith with the abundance of your grace. Keep far our foes, give peace at home. Where you guide us, no ill can come. Teach us to know the Father's Son, and you of both to be but one. That as the ceaseless ages throng, your praise may be our endless song. Page 208, The Order of Matins. Open my lips,
and let my mouth declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Praise to you, O Christ. Alleluia. The Spirit of the Lord fills the world. Alleluia. Oh, come, let us worship Him. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into His presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to Him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. The deep places of the earth are in His hand. The strength of the hills is His also. Thus is His, for He made it, and His hand formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, and the sheep of His hand. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord fills the world. Alleluia. Oh, come, let us worship Him. You may be seated. The hymn is hymn 877. It's found in your hymnal supplement. As we forgive, you taught us, Lord, to pray, but you alone can grant us grace to live the words we say. How can your pardon reach and the unforgiving heart that broods on wrongs and will not let old bitterness depart? In blazing light your cross reveals the truth we dimly knew. What trivial deaths are owed to us, how great our debt to you. Lord, cleanse the debt within our souls. Stupid resentment cease, then bound to all in bonds of love, our lives will spread your peace. Psalm 139 in your white bulletin. Have searched me and known me. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thoughts afar off. There is not a word on my tongue. But behold, O Lord, you know it all together.
You address me behind and before, and laid your hand upon me.
Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain it.
Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence?
If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there.
And dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea.
even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. The darkness shall not hide from you, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. The substance being yet unformed, and in your day they all were written.
The day is fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them.
How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God! How great is the sum of them.
If I should count them, they would be more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with you.
Oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God! Depart from me, therefore, you bloodthirsty men.
For they speak against you wickedly, for the beasts take your name in vain.
Do I not hate them, O Lord, who hate you? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties.
And see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. Psalm 68. Blessed be God, who gives strength and power to his people. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let those also who hate him flee before him.
Let smoke clear the way, don't drive them away. As wax melts before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God.
But let the righteous be glad, let them rejoice before God. Yes, let them rejoice exceedingly. Father of the fatherless, a defender of widows, is God in his holy habitation. God, when you went out before your people, when you marched through the wilderness,
the ashes also shall drink at the presence of God. Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God.
You, O God, sent a plentiful rain, whereby you confirmed your inheritance when it was weary.
Your congregation dwelt in it. You, O God, provided from your goodness for the poor.
You have ascended on high. You have led captivity captive. The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those who proclaimed it. Though you lie down among the sheepfolds, you will be like the wings of a dove covered with silver, and her feathers with yellow gold. A mountain of God is the mountain of Bashan. A mountain of many peaks is the mountain of Bashan. The chariots of God are 20,000s, even thousands of thousands. The Lord is among them as in Sinai, in the holy place. You have received gifts among men, even from the rebellious, that the Lord God might dwell there.
Blessed be the Lord, who daily lords us with benefits, the God of our salvation.
Our God is the God of salvation. And to God the Lord belongs, escapes from death.
Our God will let on his enemies, that are his God.
Thou, Lord, said, I will bring back from Bashan. I will bring them back from the depths of the sea. Procession of my God, my King, into the sanctuary. Bless God in the congregation. The Lord from the fountain of Israel.
Mary, son of Benjamin,
the princes of Judah and their company, the princes of Simeon, and the princes of Naphtali. Lord God has commanded your strength. Strengthen, O God, what you have done for us.
Because of your temple, let Jerusalem, kings will bring presents to you.
Rebuke the beasts of the reeds, the herd of bulls with the calves of the peoples. Envoys will come out of Egypt. Ethiopia will quickly stretch out her hands to God. To him who rides on the heaven of heavens, which were of old. Indeed, he sends out his voice, a mighty voice.
Thus do I straight to God. His excellence is over Israel, and his strength is in the clouds.
O God, you are more awesome than your holy places. The God of Israel is he who gives strength and power to his people. Blessed be God. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. O Lord, you have searched me and known me.
The epistle for Ember Friday is from the second chapter of Joel. Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the former rain faithfully, and he will cause the rain to come down for you, the former rain and the latter rain, in the first month. The threshing floors shall be full of wheat, and the baths shall overflow with new wine and oil. So I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust, my great army which I sent among you. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be put to shame. Then you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel. I am the Lord your God, and there is no other. My people shall never be put to shame. Here ends the reading. St. Luke, the 5th chapter. Now it happened on a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by, who had come out of every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Then, behold, men brought on a bed a man who was paralyzed, whom they sought to bring in and lay before him. And when they could not find how they might bring him in, because of the crowd, they went up on the housetop and let him down with his bed through the tiling into the midst before Jesus. When he saw their faith, he said to him, "Man, your sins are forgiven you." And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, "Who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answered and said to them, "Why are you reasoning in your hearts? Which is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise up and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins," he said to the man who was paralyzed, "I say to you, arise, take up your bed, and go to your house." Immediately he rose up before them, took up what he had been lying on, and departed to his own house, glorifying God. And they were all amazed, and they glorified God and were filled with fear, saying, "We have seen strange things today." Here ends the reading. Forever, O Lord, your word is set firmly in the heavens. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
Lord, I love the teaching of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. Catechism reading is on page 302. The 4th petition. Give us this day our daily bread. What does this mean? God certainly gives daily bread to everyone without our prayers, even to all evil people. But we pray in this petition that God would lead us to realize this and to receive our daily bread with thanksgiving. What is meant by daily bread?
Daily bread includes everything that has to do with the support and needs of the body, such as food, drink, clothing, shoes, house, home, land, animals, money, goods, the devout husband or wife, devout children, devout workers, good government, good weather, peace, health, self-control, good reputation, good friends, faithful neighbors, and the like.
And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. What does this mean?
We praying this petition, that our Father in heaven would not look at our sins or deny our prayer because of them. We are neither worthy of the things for which we pray, nor have we deserved them. But we ask that you would give them all to us by grace, for we daily sin much and surely deserve nothing but punishment.
So we too
will sincerely forgive and gladly do good to those who sin against us.
And lead us not into temptation. What does this mean?
God tempts no one. We pray in this petition that God would guard and keep us so that the devil, the world, and our sinful nature may not deceive us or mislead us into false belief, despair, and other great shame and vice. Although we are attacked by these things, we pray that we may finally overcome them and win the victory.
But deliver us from evil. What does this mean?
We pray in this petition, in summary, that our Father in heaven would rescue us from every evil of body and soul, possessions and reputation. And finally, when our last hour comes, give us a blessed end and graciously take us from this valley of sorrow to himself in heaven.
For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. What does this mean?
This means that I should be certain that these petitions are pleasing to our Father in heaven and are heard by him. For he himself has commanded us to pray in this way and has promised to hear us.
Amen, amen means yes, yes, it shall be so. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallowed be thy name. Though it is of few words, it is a profound petition. Among the seven petitions, there is none greater for us to pray than hallowed be thy name. For we must note that God's name, it is holy in itself, but it's not hallowed by us. And so it is God who must hallow all things, and that means that he must hallow it in us. For in this petition, you see, God becomes everything and man becomes nothing. The other six petitions serve the purpose and the intent of this petition, that is, that God's name might be hallowed. And if that is done, then everything is done well, as we shall see. And so, hallowed be thy name, and then the evil might be overcome, serve as bookends for the entire Lord's Prayer. To see how God's name is hallowed, we must first see how it is profaned and dishonored in us when we misuse God's name for the purpose of sinning, or when we steal and rob him of his name. It is the same thing if we talk about an object in God's church being desecrated. One, it is harmed when we use it for secular purposes. First, it is when we misuse it. Second, if it is robbed or stolen, taken away. So the name of God is misused when we misuse it, when we employ it for our own care and betterment rather than for the benefit of our souls, when we employ God's name for sinful ends. The various ways we know of this is when it is used for satanic arts or exorcism, when we use it to cover up lying, swearing, cursing, and deceiving. These are all included in that second commandment, where we shall not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. And so we profane God's name when we misuse it and we do not live as his children. We call a child devout when he is born of upright parents, when he obeys them, is like them in every way. This child rightfully inherits a property, the full name of his parents. And thus we Christians also, through our being born again in holy baptism, have become the children of God. And so we are to pattern ourselves after our Father in all his ways. in all his goods, and especially in all his names, that we might have his inheritance forever. Now think of our Father. He has names. He is called merciful and good. So also should we. For as Christ says, be merciful even as your Father is merciful. Our Lord also says, learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart. And so we know that God's name include things like just, pure, truthful, strong, guileless, wise. These are all names of God, and they're comprehended in thy name. They're the name of all the virtues, for you see, they all come from God. And since we are baptized into God, we are baptized into these names, and these names also are to be hallowed in us, since they have become our names. And so as God's children, we too should be called gentle and merciful, chaste, just, truthful, guileless, friendly, peaceful. We are to be kindly disposed even toward our enemies. For you see, the name of God we were baptized into, and thus this works all these things into us. And so we pray that the name of God might be hallowed in us, be active. The second petition, thy kingdom come, like all of the others, it both humbles us and raises us up. You see, first of all, in this petition, it humbles us. For if we pray, God's kingdom come, then we know that it has not yet come to us. And what does that mean? Well, the scriptures describe the kingdom of this world as that of the devil. It's a kingdom of sin and one of disobedience. And so, for we who have been baptized into Christ, we live in this kingdom, and it is nothing but misery in a vast prison. And it looks like that wandering in the wilderness of God's people as they came out of Egypt. They were compelled to go through it until finally they would get to the promised land. And so all of us dwell in the devil's kingdom until we get to the coming of the kingdom of God. But there is a difference, to be sure. The godly in the devil's kingdom, we daily and steadfastly contend. We contend against the sins of this world. We resist the lusts of the flesh, the whisperings of the devil. After all, no matter how godly we might be, the evil lust is always within us, and it wishes to share in the reign, and it would like to rule over us completely. But we ask that God's kingdom would unceasingly come to us, that we would engage in a battle against the devil's kingdom, and that we might be preserved and saved as we fight against the devil's kingdom, in order that, well, the kingdom of God might enlarge. And so we pray that it might come to our words, and to our hearts, and to our deeds. St. Paul speaks of it this way. He says, we must not let sin reign in our mortal bodies to make us obey its passions. So he says, in effect, that yes, you will feel, and you will have evil lusts. You will have an inclination to evil and anger and greed and unchastity and all of these things to try to lure you into the devil's kingdom. That is the sin. But you must not give way to them. You must fight against them. And in this way, you will increase the kingdom of God, kingdom of God that is in you. Oh, yes, others in this world dwell in this, the devil's kingdom, and they enjoy it and they freely engage in it. But it is not so for you. You have no lasting city here. And so we cry out, thy kingdom come. It is a kingdom of truth and righteousness. It is one in which our Lord says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And so it is in this belief in Christ that we are free from sins. And so we say with Paul, I live, but no longer I, but Christ who lives in me. And so we ask that it would come to pass, that we would not be ruled by sin, but by Christ and by grace, and that the Holy Spirit might work in us joy and peace, discipline, humility, chastity, love, all other virtue. And so thy kingdom come, as I said, it both humbles us and lifts us up. For we look within ourselves and we see whether we incline towards evil or towards good. And that let us know that we must humbly see our sin, but then be lifted up before God wants to give us his kingdom. And so we pray, thy kingdom come. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. The Te Deum, the Canticle, is page 214. We praise you, O God. We acknowledge you to be the Lord. All the earth now worships you, the Father everlasting. To you all angels cry aloud, the heavens and all the powers therein. To you, cherubim and seraphim, continually to cry, Holy, Holy, Holy Lord, God of Sabaoth. And earth are full of the majesty of your glory. The glorious company of the apostles praise you. The goodly fellowship of the prophets praise you. The noble army of martyrs praise you. The holy church throughout all the world does acknowledge you. The Father of an infinite majesty, your adorable, true, and only Son, also the Holy Spirit, the Counselor. You are the King of glory, O Christ. You are the everlasting Son of the When you took upon yourself to deliver man, you humbled yourself to be born of a virgin. When you had overcome the sharpness of death, you opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. You sit at the right hand of God in the glory of the Father. We believe that you will come to be our judge. We therefore you to help your servants, whom you have redeemed with your precious blood. Make them to be numbered with your saints in glory everlasting. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. It is the Holy Spirit who gathers together your church, God of mercy. Grant that your church may never be troubled by the attacks of her enemies. This we ask of you through our Lord Jesus Christ, in the unity of the same, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
We ask your blessing upon Jean Heilman as she reaches the end of life, and that we ask that you might continue to grant her the joy and peace of seeing your glorious face. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Almighty God, Heavenly Father, your mercies are new to us every morning. Though we in no wise deserve your goodness, abundantly provide for all our wants of body and soul. Give us, we humbly pray, your Holy Spirit, that we may heartily acknowledge your merciful goodness towards us, give thanks for all your benefits, and cheerfully serve you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty, everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.